Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Breaking news. That's so cool.
All right. Welcome to a brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. Still, we have so much content from Summer Game Fest. Make sure to check it out. We have over 20 episodes, different episodes from interviews and hands-on impressions, and also hands-off presentations, impressions also that we talked about here on Gamertag Radio. Now, before we go to our next topic here, breaking news, it's official. Gamertag Radio already hit 4 million listens on Audioboom alone. Yay! In total, 14 million lifetime listens since the launch of GTR. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone that have been listening. Even if it's just one episode, whatever, it's still supporting. So thank you so much for the support. And also thank you to Ree, Paris, and P for helping and continuing recording content for the podcast. I know video is like a big thing. I know that. But, you know, audio podcasts, I feel like that's how we started. And to see that we still are getting a lot of listens just on the audio side is very special to me. So thank you so much.
Yay. Congratulations. Shout out to the audio listeners. We love you. We'll always be there because you always hold it down.
100%. All right, Ree, we have a next topic here. Day of the Devs.
Day of the Devs, indeed. There were so many amazing looking games in Day of the Devs this year, 2026 at Summer Game Fest. So before that, I actually got to put my hands on over the past weekend were Lazy River, Shot One Fighters, Screenbound, and D-topia. So I can talk about those four, and I'm excited to get into it.
All right, let's do it. Which one you want to start first?
Well, let's go in that order. This is the order I played everything in, so I could keep it democratic. But Lazy River, this is a game from this publisher name is amazing. The publisher name officially is Mike, Kevin, Jake, Joel, Carly, which are the five people making this game. This game is being published by Mike Boxlayer, and they are making a two-player co-op Lazy River first-person shooter survival game. That's it. So essentially the premise of Lazy River is that this is an infinite Lazy River, and at some point somebody peed in the pool, and when you pee in this water, it turns people into zombies. So there are zombies all along this river, along the shores of it. It's about, let's say, 5 or 6 intertubes wide, so not that big. And as I said, infinite. So you are floating down this river until you don't make it anymore. So you and your friend are grabbing inner tubes, you're grabbing pool noodles, you're lacing things together. Maybe you find some kind of projectile weapon, maybe you find an axe, and maybe you find some materials to make a crafting table and start building more and more reinforcements and fortifying your raft made of inflatables. And defending yourself against things like zombies and sentry turrets and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's a very silly game, a very fun game, but pretty challenging. I will say it was not a slam dunk to overcome all of the enemies. Mm-hmm. And at one point, if one of the sentries sees you, and you don't take it out in time, a huge laser wall will start following you from behind, and you have to like outpace it. So you got to make an oar and try to paddle down the river, and then it becomes like a race against time. So there's a lot of pressure in this game, which is pretty funny. But yeah, it's, you know, action, it's base building, it's a hilarious pool filled with zombies.
And this version, was it a PC version you got to play, or was it consoles?
I was playing on a PC version, so you could do controller supported or mouse and keyboard. But for now, all they're talking about is releasing on Steam. No date.
No date. I was going to ask you about date. Oh, cool. So anything else besides that?
Yeah, that's the quick version of it. It looks pretty fun. If you check out the Steam page, they have some trailers for you to look at. And yeah, see if it's up your alley. It looks like a hilarious game to play with a friend and maybe stream.
All right, what's next?
Next up is Shot One Fighters. And this one I think might be more your speed, Danny. So technically, they're calling this a 2.5D action roguelite game.
Okay, so, that's my vibe. Let's go.
Yeah, so imagine like a Hades style, or maybe like a inscription style roguelite where you're choosing of one of several different paths. In a tree, visually on a screen. And then if you choose this path, then maybe it opens up two more options for you after that. Or if you choose a different path, you only have one option after that, and so on and so forth. So you progress all the way till you get to a boss. And each encounter that you're choosing is a one versus one, like Street Fighter style fight. So you're fighting head to head. This is, you know, just your typical fighting game setup where you have a health bar and a special bar. So does your opponent. The opponents are funny, and they're based on a really, really deep lore that they have created for this game. Many different worlds, many different hierarchies of power. And there's even something that I think you popped up. A place where you can select different specials. It was like a vending machine, but it had things in there like tuna flavored soda. So if you drink it, you might get sick and throw up. Or there was an evil steak, which gives you a health boost, but it's evil. So what does that mean? So there's just some hilarious things in the game. And it's very tongue in cheek, but the fighting is pretty decent. So essentially, you come in with a very limited amount of move sets and combos. And as you progress through the levels, you add to your kit. So you can add an uppercut, or you can add a backdash that does some damage to whoever's in front of you, and so forth, so on and so forth, so that you're literally building out your fighter the way you would build out an action character in a game like a Hades. So it's a cool combination of those two things that I think have been really great in lots of different outings over the past few years. And what's super impressive is this is also just like a 5-person team. They're completely self-funded. And what I played felt like it had been in development for years. They're only a year in. So there is no date, but they're called Red Moon Workshop. You can check out Shot One Fighters on Steam. And honestly, it's really impressive what they've gotten so far already.
It is pretty cool that this got self-funded. Right now, it's getting really, really difficult to get that type of support, you know? So it's really cool to see that. So this is available on Steam, so people could go right now and wishlist this game.
Absolutely. And for now, they're talking about, I played 1v1, but they're talking about adding 3-player co-op, and there's different fighter archetypes, like there's balanced fighters, grapplers, rushers, things like that. So it's pretty decent fighting game depth, but you're just playing on the couch with your friends and upgrading your moves after each win and figuring out where you want to go and how you get to the boss.
That's cool. So what's the next game? The Screenbound?
Yeah, Screenbound.
Let's talk about it.
So Screenbound is not new to us. We saw this one. Let me see. Screenbound, I think I first came across it in 2025, I want to say. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that we saw hands-on and trailers and stuff. Oh, 2024, Day of the Dev. So this game has been around for a minute. Officially, they're coming out 2026, so any month now. Hopefully
September
not September.
10th. September 10th, yeah.
Oh, snap. Oh. Okay, September 10th. Well, okay, we get it in September. And it looks like Steam, PlayStation, and Xbox are lined up for it. And this is from Crescent Moon Games, Those Dang Games, and Radical Forge. So there's a few different devs working together on this. And you can see that variety of experience coming together, because this is a game where you are playing on what looks like, a legally nondescript Game Boy. And you're a 2D character that you're controlling with your fingers on this gamepad, but then in the real world, your person who's holding the gamepad is also making those same moves in a 3D world. So if you can imagine, it's 2D and 3D at the same time, which may be a little confusing. I highly recommend you go look at a trailer, because it will help you understand if you haven't seen it before. But it's a 2D, 3D world, and what you see on the 2D screen is, of course, reflected a 3D world, but because there's another dimension of perception, there's some hidden things in the 3D world that you can only get to if you move certain ways through the 2D world and vice versa. So it is, again, an action game, but there's so much puzzle to this, which I absolutely love, as you can imagine. And the platforming is really approachable, but there's some challenges that you truly can't can't overcome unless you get into this mindset of switching between worlds. And it's so cool. It's very well executed. It makes sense once you play it. It's a little confusing unless you get into it. So highly recommend you try it. But this one is just like filled with secrets, filled with fun ideas, and very nostalgic because, of course, you know, a lot of us at this age have played on these pixel art gamepads and have made the switch to 3D, and it almost mimics that opening up of our minds where we're like, oh snap, like I can move up and down and around things, and you know, not just back and forth on a screen. And I think it's a very fun representation of that evolution of games.
Yeah, you could go right now on Steam to have a demo of the game that you could try it out. And the cool thing about this, too, is, of course, you're going to be switching from 2D to 3D. But you could also use the handheld device in certain areas where you put it to this device and it would turn into like an arcade. So you would use like an arcade stick. There's boss battles in there and everything. So mm-hmm. I think one of them is a big spider. I saw the clip. I'm like, oh, man, I wonder if we got to see
that part.
Okay. Inside of a cave. It looked pretty big. So, but he was using both the handheld device in order to defeat this boss. So it looked really cool. I'm very curious to try this out.
Yeah, and I actually was able to defeat the boss in the hands-on this past weekend. I literally beat it at the last second of my appointment, and everybody cheered,
cool.
And it was a lot of fun. So
that's cool.
It's a good time, and I would say it's definitely challenging but approachable.
All right, so our last game, and I wonder, is this part of the Day of the Devs too, Detopia?
It was, yeah. So this game, Detopia, it's from Marumidu Games and published by Annapurna Interactive. Thank you, Annapurna, for allowing me to play in your booth over the weekend. This one's coming to Steam, PlayStation, Epic Game Store, and mm-hmm. July 14th. So this one's coming up soon. And there's actually a demo already out right now if you want to go check it out.
Yep, it's on Steam.
Yeah. And so this is a puzzle solving game, right? You're sort of set in a world where AI has created these different utopias for the most people to be the most happy as possible, right? So they're going for optimization of human happiness. And in order to do that, they place folks in different worlds that they have pre-built for them. And you are number 46 of the world called Detopia. Hmm. And you are charged with being maintenance. You have to go around and fix stuff for people. So that's sort of the premise of why you're walking around solving puzzles on the space station. And it's got a very relaxing, very, you know, doctor's office kind of vibe to it, where, you know, there's some soft music playing, there's lots of soft colors everywhere, but there's mm-hmm. definitely something else going on, and you can get that sense of dread and sort of foreboding pretty early on. And the NPC interactions sort of hint at that here and there as well. There's folks all over the place who are, you know, telling their story of how they got there, what they think they're going to do now that they live in Detopia. So there's some fun story to follow along. But mm-hmm. it's a pretty light, I wouldn't say cozy. Maybe it is cozy, like a cozy puzzle game. And mm-hmm. essentially, you're doing puzzles in different portals to fix stuff for people, like I said. So some of them may be math heavy. A lot of them are spatial, like, you know, sliding things around to make sure the picture matches what it should, that kind of puzzle. And, you know, it's definitely got that Annapurna vibe where something wild is going on under the hood. Mm-hmm. But I really liked what I've played so far. And the puzzles are definitely challenging, but they don't feel frustrating, which is a tough balance to strike for puzzle games, mm-hmm. Especially ones that are dealing with a lot of, like, again, really highly cerebral puzzles like math and spatial awareness. So I thought it was really well executed once again and worth a try. You know, Detopia seems like it's not a long experience, but definitely one that scratches certain parts of your brain if you kind of just need to sit down and zone out for a while.
Yeah, Detopia, the developers that worked on this game, they're from Japan. And it's called
Marumidu Games.
Marumidu Games. Sorry, it's like a lot of my... I can't really see. It's a lot of I's, a lot of T's.
Yeah.
But yeah, they work. They're from Japan, and yeah. Right now, go to Steam and download the demo. It's available there, and I believe it's the same demo that we got to play.
I don't know. So. I haven't played the Steam demo.
Okay, I think it is. I think it is. Because it's a... I noticed the one I played was very short too. So, but yeah, it's really cool. Like I think I had a good time. I had a great time playing it. It was very relaxing. I think it was the right game to play after I did my appointment at Alien Isolation, because I was too like,
yeah.
And this game like really calmed me down. You know, still puzzles, but it wasn't like stressful like you were saying.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely the kind of game that you play to unwind, I would say. Mm-hmm.
And this game is coming out very soon, July 14th.
Yeah, I said at the beginning, like July 14th.
July 14th, so make sure to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bree, we're going to stop here. But thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode. Make sure to continue listening to previous or even newer episodes here on Gamer Tag Radio.